PowerPoint presentation.
I just read. Just read the PowerPoint presentation.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think we should set the points to drive the project and.
Did you send us an email about this?
Not yet.
Yeah, we received an email about this, the design.
You want
to
send
your
email?
Ah, it's
okay. Or we can put it in the shared folder.
Yeah, you see the email? It's already inside the email. The very
No,
the first one. It's inside.
This one?
No.
This one.
No. The third one. Oh, you didn't get anything.
No. I'm not getting.
It's strange. I got an email about the discussion. Yeah.
You get the email from me?
I don't know from who.
Yeah, from the account manager.
From the account manager. You received the same email, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's for you guys to how to design it and all the aspects. So you need that information.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so each of us has a role to do.
Yeah. I think no matter assign your roles.
We already have
each.
Our role
for each person, yeah.
Okay, I think.
Yeah.
So there are three kinds of design itself.
I think our responsibilities will be assigned when we, in our mail, we receive from the account manager.
I'm doing the interface.
No, I'm doing the interface.
Are you using the
Well, maybe we have. Okay, so I did industrial design. It was a little confusion about my. But it's all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Working on the
user
interface.
I'm into marketing. Yeah, nothing much in the project. Marketing in this design. Design
yes.
Is basically for industrial design and the user interface.
see the second hand? Yeah, it's inside. Go down. Appendix.
Yeah, this is
it's a role for everybody.
Yeah, that's right. First
even for the marketing.
The third for us is a different.
But look at your role, your marketing role.
There's a trend watch.
Yeah, that's your role.
Well, I think we can have a little discussion about what has to be done and what are your ideas about the. Well, we want to have a new remote control for TV distribution, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to plan how it would be developed and how we can make it work.
Yes.
I mean, working remotes we already have. It should be something different from the other remotes, remote controls.
Yeah, I don't know.
You have to keep in mind this. And of course, it should not be very costly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that Norman and I would think about the technical points, and we should discuss it in the next meeting. Or
we need to collect information.
Yeah.
about the design, perhaps. What is most important in a remote control? What is the most important functional aspect?
Well, you have to make it work.
That's all.
That's the big
yeah.
thing.
It should be easy to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can think about an interface with the well.
Maybe you can have a speech recognition interface. You just tell the television I want which channel. Or you can say, for example, I want to list all the program tonight. You know, instead of just remote control, it's doing some searching for you. So you don't have to look for the channel you want. Just say, maybe I just want to press, I want to have a button for all the movies tonight. Or a button for all the magazines, all the information, documentary tonight. And then you list a few and I'll choose from the list. So instead of pressing the channel number, I'm choosing the programs directly.
Yeah.
That's one way of making it useful.
I think if you include a lot of technology on the remote.
No, because no, it's not very a lot. This information exists. For example, you can get
like you say you can use speech.
You can use for example, anything. The idea of using speech is to reduce the button. But and it's more natural.
I think if you want to choose from a list of program or something like that, you may have to use I don't know.
The main function of remote control is to have something in the hand, and you should be very careful about the size of the remote control.
Yeah.
If you're going to add a speech interface,
yeah.
I'm not sure with the trendy slim size of the remote control.
Yes,
to be able to put a speech recognition. If you want to put a speech recognition system interface for that, I think the TV itself could have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I could talk to the TV, television itself,
exactly.
And you not have
if
any.
You are far from the TV.
Yeah.
You have some arrays or something,
yeah.
Different technology.
Yeah, but the main idea I wanted to say is that there should be a function. Instead of choosing the TV channel, there's an option. You can choose either TV channels or.
On the content.
Or the content on
yeah.
the contents of the program.
Yeah.
So
it's a good idea. It's a good idea, but
yeah.
I think that technically it would be a little bit more tricky to achieve this than.
No, because you see now all the TV programs are available on the webs. They are available in XML format or whatever format. We don't care. We just say that there's some content. we just want to retrieve the content and then sort them by the types of programs. Some of the websites, they already provide this service, so you can just use the service available, download it to this remote control. And then there are only 6 buttons for 6 categories, or 7, the most, there are only 7 buttons. So you just choose the category one, and you use the same button, for example, to choose among the sorted list the program you want. So you don't have to choose among 100 channels. If you have 100 channels, you just have 6 buttons, 7 buttons.
Yeah, we should also optimize the number of...
Well, I think that just by using navigation buttons and the user interface on the screen, we are able to navigate through the channel program or contents or in an easy way.
Yeah. So you don't have to display here, just display on the TV screen.
Yeah. Display on the TV screen and just with a remote control, we just navigate through the...
I think that would be revolutionary because all the TV, the remote control you have are all numbers, lots of buttons, and then you don't know what to choose in the end.
Yeah. So,
alright.
I think for the technical points, we have to check how to gather the data from program or contents and all this stuff.
So we have 5 minutes to...
We have some time to use the whiteboard. 5 minutes.
Another interesting idea for this would be to have a light adaptation system depending upon the picture. So, I mean, if you're watching a movie and suddenly there's a dark... some dark scene, the lights adapt themselves. The lighting in the room changes.
Yeah, but we are designing just remote control.
I mean, you have an option in the remote control. If you want to have that option, you press that button.
Right.
Okay.
So,
do you want to have a conceptual remote control there, or you just want to put the function in?
Please, no man, draw.
Draw something, right?
I'm afraid you forgot to put your lapel.
Is it?
The lapel.
Or before the before the design that says you work.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, that one. This plan. Yeah,
Before that you can see that says you know the what you said. Then after that you can
So the most functional the most important function is the buttons to choose the content, right? We agree on that, right?
Okay.
First one is the buttons. Yeah, or it could be anything.
Yeah.
You put buttons to choose content. Or channels. So we have both. The user can choose which one they want.
Yeah, by content or by channel. It's a
by
good idea.
By content or by channel. Choose by content or by channels. So, and then what did we say just now? Other than this.
And we have to find a way how to gather information about the contents.
Okay. So technically, how the problem is that how to do it. how to get the content.
Yeah. I think it's not very difficult to browse by channel, but it's a little bit tricky to browse by content, so...
Okay. Content. Okay, so this we have to work it out. So this one is the problem.
I think that's the things to do and to... reflect about it and discuss it in the next meeting.
We discuss, we'll get some information in the next meeting. So for now, we get this is the functional design aspect. That's the first aspect. Alright. We have to get information and then we'll come back and.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Alright. Alright, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.